Listening Library presents Percy Jackson's Greek Heroes by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Jesse Bernstein. Introduction. Look, I'm only in this for the pizza. The publisher was like, "Oh, you did such a great job writing about the Greek gods last year. We want you to write another book about the ancient Greek heroes. It'll be so cool." And I was like, "Guys, I'm dyslexic. It's hard enough for me to read books." Then they promised me a year's supply of free pepperoni pizza, plus all the blue jelly beans I could eat. I sold out. I guess it's cool. If you're looking to fight monsters yourself, these stories might help you avoid some common mistakes, like staring Medusa in the face, or buying a used mattress from any dude named Krusty. But the best reason to read about the old Greek heroes is to make yourself feel better. No matter how much you think your life sucks, these guys and gals had it worse. They totally got the short end of the celestial stick. By the way, if you don't know me, my name is Percy Jackson. I'm a modern-day demigod, the son of Poseidon. I've had some bad experiences in my time, but the heroes I'm going to tell you about were the original old-school hard luck cases. They boldly screwed up where no one had screwed up before. Let's pick 12 of them. That should be plenty. By the time you finish reading about how miserable their lives were, what with the poisonings, the betrayals, the mutilations, the murders, the psychopathic family members, and the flesh-eating barnyard animals, if that doesn't make you feel better about your own existence, then I don't know what will. So get your flaming spear, put on your lion skin cape,